I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest, Kirsten Drysdale.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. People will know you from The Chaser, writing with The Chaser. They'll know you from writing television generally. They'll know you from writing a book.
I did do that. I forget about that because it's such a painful, horrible thing to do at the time that you just kind of bury it once it's done.
It's about the time you went to Africa.
Yeah, it's called I Built No Schools in Kenya. And it's about a very strange year I spent working as a live-in dementia carer for an old, rich colonial man.
But it says here in the blurb that you also had to spy on his wife, keep his daughter placated, rebuff his marriage proposals, hide the car keys, clip his toenails, and retain your own sanity.
Yeah. So I was also caught up in, like, nearly a murder mystery because this guy's daughter thought that his wife, who was her stepmother, was trying to kill him. So to begin with, I was like spying on the stepmom. I mean, literally spying. There were like hidden cameras and stuff in the bedrooms and I was meant to be reporting back. And then after a while, I realized, no, she's not trying to kill him. The daughter's the crazy one. And then the daughter told me how to kill him if he ever had a stroke and she wanted to euthanize him with a vial of morphine that she had in the cupboard. That's true. This is all true.
And is that one of the big five that people try to collect when they go to Africa?
Yes. a geriatric white man in Kenya.
This sounds like, it's very now, this sort of true crime podcast era that we live in.
It is. It's kind of like just too wacky, I reckon. It sounds so I did have to change some stuff in the book to not identify these people, but the wackiest stuff in the book is the truest.
Great. It's called I Built No Skills in Kenya. You can order it online. You were writing on a show called Question Everything, which is on the ABC at 8:30 on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Did I get that correct?
You got that correct. It's hosted by Will Anderson and Jan Fran. It's a comedy panel show that delves into the world of misinformation.
Great. Well, that show is about questions. This show is about questions as well. Do you like the Saturday quiz? Do you do the like weekend paper quiz?
I do normally, but I didn't do it this weekend because I wanted to come in fresh and be honest.
We take our quiz from the Saturday paper, the smartest paper in the land, the smartest quiz in the land, the most difficult quiz in that land, which is why we also need a brains trust here to assist us along. And let's meet them now. First of all, it's a very big hello to Netball Mum, Trish.
G'day, darling. How you going, sweetheart?
I'm great, thanks, Trish. Thanks for stopping by for a quiz.
No worries. No worries at all, darling. Pleasure to be here. G'day, Kirsten. How you doing?
I'm really good, thanks.
I mean, I guess you're available on the weekends. Normally on the weekends, you'd probably be down at the courts.
Oh, absolutely. I'm there 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. I'm doing everything down there. And now I've got all this free time. I'm losing my freaking marbles. It's all right, though. We've got more time with the kids. That's fun. That's good. Yeah. That's nice.
Netball does, it feels like the most 9 to 5 of the sports. I don't know why.
I think it's just because we do take it seriously. Mm. I think that's the thing that separates us from the other sports is that we're taking, you know, we are there for a laugh. We are there to have fun. But we're also there because it is a real sport.
Yes.
And we are taking it seriously.
Yep. And you're also, you know, it's business. You're also there if you need, of course.
Always there if you need, darling. If you know me. It's going to be on my tombstone, I reckon. Yeah. Trish, there if you need.
So Trish is there if you need today, Kirsten. But also on the Brains Trust, very exciting. For the first time, we have Pierre Jambon, a fart in the bath. Hello, Pierre.
Oui, oui. Bonjour.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
I will pop up from time to time. Yes. You may hear from me or possibly I will... retract in the bass or the anus.
Mm. I find, Pierre, that you're often a little late. Like I know you're coming and then you're always just slightly delayed. You're a couple of seconds behind when I sort of know that you're there.
This is true. The sound is after the action, and also the pong is often worse in the bass. My mother was French. My father was German. Yeah. The pong is worse when I come through the water.
Yes,
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I don't know why. That's... But it is my prerogative, no?
Mm. Bon. Sounds like the sort of the possible subject for an Ig Nobel Prize. Why do farts smell worse after travelling through water?
I feel like that's something Dr. Carl must have answered at some point. Surely.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see if the question pops up in the quiz.
Yes.
Today.
On the Saturday paper, I'm sure.
From the Saturday paper.
Can I just ask, Pierre, do you have any, like, areas of specialty that you're particularly knowledgeable in?
Oui, 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 oui. I specialize in digestive and urinary functions of the body, the human body, also the animal body. If you have a fart in a bath of another animal, a horse in the bath, an horse in the bath is very, very big.
Trish, have you met Pierre before?
I truly think we must have at some point because, my God, you feel familiar.
Oui, oui.
You do, and you sound familiar to me. I feel like, truly, that's the noise. No, I've heard that.
You remind me of a woman that is concerned that possibly I will pop out, and then you will squeeze the buttock very tight and force me forward, and then I... through the labia, and I give you a little satisfaction as bubble through the front passage, no?
Pierre, I feel seen by you, darling. I feel held, my God. No, we have met, Pierre. No, we have. Good to bloody see you again. My God.
Let's do a quiz. Question number one. How many domestic aircraft were hijacked in the 9/11 terrorist attacks? We know it's 4. Shall we lock in 4 and move on?
Yep, 4.
Lock in 4. Question 2. Here we go. Here we go. Pruritus affects which organ of the human body? Pruritus. That's Pruritus. Does that ring any immediate bells, Kirsten?
No, I mean, if it was pruritus, I'd know who to ask. But...
Mm. Ding dong, it's me. Bonjour, Pierre.
Like Pierre.
Ding dong, indeed. Pruritus affects which organ of the human body? Trish, you've got to stay in pretty tip-top shape to be in professional netball.
I mean, and you can tell looking at me, can't you, darling? Mm. You can say it. It's all right.
You're looking good. Compliment.
That's fine. Thank you. No, thank you. You didn't have to say it, but you did. Brave of you.
Yeah.
You do. And also, you deal with a lot of kids.
Mm.
And they've always got ailments. They've always got something. They're always faking it. Or they're not faking it, but you're pushing them on the court anyway. It's important to get them out there. I think for me, if I can be bold and just jump into it, it sounds like psoriasis, and you've got a lot of rashy kids on the court. And honestly, the rashier the better. For some reason, they can run.
The rashy kids can run. So
they can run.
They are outrunning the itch, no?
Does that help?
Oh, immensely, yeah.
Yeah, great. Good to be on the team.
Look, I do think you're onto something. All I know about this term is that itis at the end of something usually means inflammation of something. So I'm inflammation of the Prue.
Oh, we've got a couple mums named Prue. All bitches. I'm sorry. I don't like to use the B word, but they're rude.
Right.
They're rude.
And do they seem inflamed to you, or are they in tip-top shape like yourself?
Oh, they bloody make me inflamed, I tell you what. It's no good.
So Prue?
How was it spelled?
Pruritus.
Man, I don't know. Pierre?
Bonjour. Pruritus is correct. It's a itis is a infection. It's a swelling of the prue. Prudence, prue. I think
okay.
Organ. So perhaps the skin is the biggest organ of the body. No?
It's true.
That's
skin
true.
Skin is the biggest organ of the body. It's not in the question, though.
The prue organ. Look, I don't know. It's either I'm going to go with Trisha's suggestion of the skin.
Good on you, darm.
Also, the prue could be the eye.
Oh.
Could be the eye.
Are you thinking of purple?
You see a purple in the eye. Sometimes the colors, a beautiful blue or the beautiful brown.
Mm.
I like the brown.
You like the brown eye, do you?
Yes, I have, in fact, never seen any other colors than the brown eye.
Mm.
I see, oh, the brown eye is happening, and then I release myself.
Mm. I'll put skin. Question three. By population, what is the second largest city in the Netherlands? By population,
what
is the second largest city in the Netherlands? I mean...
Who cares?
Who cares? I can put down who cares. I'm at a stretch to name two cities in the Netherlands.
Oh, man. I don't know. Have you guys, Trish and Pierre, have you ever been to the Netherlands?
You ever played international netball over there?
I was close, but I did get banned from international netball because I was just a bit feisty with the elbow. So I can play state. Victoria have allowed me to play state, but unfortunately it's no international for me. But I have gone up to Cairns a couple of times, and that's nice.
Pierre, just had to check. Pierre Jambon. Do you have any...
Oui, bonjour.
Where you... work in France?
I work in the south of all countries, in fact. Just towards the south, down below is usually in the south. I have worked in France. There's a lot of fromage there. Tends to be the nation that has a lot of fromage, is where I spend a lot of my time.
Mm.
I have been to the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Dutch are very famous for the oven.
Mm.
But yes, many people in the same room or the car, enclosed space, then release some colleagues of mine, and then they create what you call the Dutch oven.
So Dutch oven appears to be the best option that we have so far, Kirsten.
The only other place I can think of is Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Oui, Amsterdam. Also, there is... and this is it.
I'm more curious about the fact that you're working in the south of all these countries. So you're a professional bath fart.
Oui, oui. It is important that you have all of the credentials and the training before you attempt to escape the anus under the water. Obviously, there is problems with the breathing. You can get the bends if you come up too quickly from the bottom of the bath. Sometimes, as I said earlier, sometimes there can be problems. You come forward of the usual exit point, and you need to know the navigation of the various fleshy obstructions that you are coming past. And this is very, very dangerous in the wrong hands, on the wrong fart. So,
but by population, what is the second largest city in the Netherlands?
I can only think of one because now I'm picturing being a fart navigating my way.
Is this for me?
To the surface. Yeah.
Is Rotterdam a city in the Netherlands?
I feel like anything dam is.
That's
right?
When you said Amsterdam before, I was like, oh, there's the other dams. What would you like to lock in, Kirsten?
I reckon Rotterdam. Rotterdam.
Question number four. Forming part of the word mellifluous, the Latin word mel translates to what in English? Forming part of the word mellifluous, the Latin word mel translates to what in English? Well, I mean, mellifluous is...
Is that M-E-L?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm getting mixed up with M-A-L, which means bad. Trish, have you got any mellifluent netballers you've had to deal with?
I do know a couple of mels who are pretty dangerous. They wear the acrylics. So that's that's a no-go, but they do the thing where they're holding your hands up, but then you bend your wrist back so you can't tell how long your nails are. You've got to watch out for them.
That's cheating, isn't it?
Look, it depends what team you're on. If you're on my team, not cheating. That's just clever. Other team, get them off the court, I reckon. All those mels, get in the bin. It's no good. It's not on, unless, of course, my team. Or it's a French tip, I reckon. Play ball. But I'll be honest here.
The French, you need a French tip? You need a tip from a French person or a French fart? No? my French tip is never push too hard, huh? No. You want to let me slip out with comfort and ease, or more obstruction will come from the anus region?
I think that's different advice to netball. I'm sure in netball, the advice is always to push, got to go harder, come on, go, push.
God, have you played before? You were centre? That was centre energy. That was good. Yep. You want
mellifluous.
A team?
Well, I mean, we're not after necessarily the definition of the word. We just need to know what mel translates to.
I'm shocking at this quiz. I don't know. What did we say? We think it means dangerous.
I think mellifluous.
Pardon.
No, please, Pierre, go on.
The mel in the French, from the Latin, mal. Is mal is very bad, terrible. Oui, bonjour. mal, very, c'est très terrible. But mel is a melody, it's a... Mel is possibly a flow or mercurial.
I think you're right. I actually think mellifluous does have something to do with musical sounds, maybe.
Oui. She stink, but she is very melodic, no? Bon.
I think it's something to do with music. I'm sure it's wrong, but lock it in.
All right, we'll put down music. Question number five. Which super netball team won the 2021 premiership?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Trish, netball mum, I'm sure you watch the super netball every year.
Every year. What year was that again? Sorry?
2021.
2020. Oh, you'll
very
never believe
season.
It.
Very
you'll
recent.
Never believe it. I've been having some time off the screen. In this year, and I said to myself, you won't miss the game. But I was just too busy living in the moment that I've actually missed that one. God,
what are the teams in the competition, Trish?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got the Mighty Boys. You've got the Little Frankfurts. You've got the Singing Ducks. And you've got my favourite team, the Mighty, Mighty Fuckheads. And they're good. They're the underdogs, I reckon.
So you've got in Super Netball, which is a women's league.
Yeah.
You've got the Mighty Boys.
Absolutely. Shout out to the boys.
The little Frankfurters.
They're not good, but they play.
Yeah. The singing ducks.
Yep. Quack, quack.
And the mighty, mighty fuckheads.
They're good. I reckon they would have got it this year. Lock that in. Lock that one in, I reckon, if you know what's good for you.
This is reminiscent of a ice hockey film with Emilio Estevez, no? Possibly some...
with the flying V?
Intellectual property being stolen here, but... Oui, oui.
No, I've got okay, no... Trish, no, I've seen no correlation between the two.
No. I don't remember the singing ducks or the mighty fuckheads. I don't see the link.
Yeah, it's just because they're real. That's the thing. If anything, the other one would have been stealing from the real teams.
Yeah. What about the Swifts?
Absolutely. There's the Melbourne Vixens. There's the West Coast Fever. And, of course, the Mighty Boys, the little Frankfurters, the singing ducks and the Mighty Mighty Fuckheads. But we don't have time to go through all the teams.
Oh, try to stop me. Try to stop me.
Okay, go for it. What are the others?
Oh, we don't have time. I wish we did.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought as well. We don't have time. Do any of those take your fancy, Kirsten?
What was the question again? Who won this year?
Who won? Who won the 2021 premiership?
Picturing the Super mighty, Network. Mighty fuckheads. Oh man, I don't know. I'm going to say Swifts because I feel like I've heard the most about them.
Question number six: Haflinger, Percheron and Arabian are all breeds of what? Haflinger, Percheron and Arabian are all breeds of what? Do you have any pets, Kirsten?
I've got two cats.
Two cats.
They're both rescues. Look, one cat is
half-fancy.
There's
one right now. One's just popped up behind you on cue.
Oh, hey, Squeaky. The other one is half-Siamese because his dad was a pedigree Siamese, like, breeding cat who escaped and rooted all the hussy cats on the street. So...
possibly Arabian Miss Missing Camel. Possibly
a perfect marriage.
Camel or maybe a goat. Arabian goat? I don't know. Sheep! A sheep! A sheep, Arabian sheep! Le lamb! Le bœuf! Le bœuf! Le bœuf!
Oh, le bœuf!
I reckon it's not a cow, because I grew up on a cow farm and I've never heard of any of those breeds of cow. I've heard of an Arabian, like Arabian horse.
Trish, do your team... I didn't catch what team you play for, actually.
We've just gotten together at the beginning of this year, which was terrible timing. We are called the medium-sized kings. We are the medium-sized kings. We play on a Wednesday night down in Clayton.
Yep. Do you have a mascot? Do you have like a...
We've got a princess fairy. That's our mascot. And she screams the entire game.
Wow.
It's not a relaxing time. It's not good. What was the question?
Do you want to put horse?
Horse, I think. Horse.
I'll lock in horse. Question number seven. Sybaritic refers to A, an inflammation of the tendons, B, a fondness for luxurious self-indulgence, or C, an animal that can live both in water and on land.
I'm sorry, did you say anal or animal?
Anal.
Animal. Sorry, did I say anal? Animal.
It sounded like anal and I was going to throw to Pierre,
but
obviously.
No.
Yeah.
No anal, no.
No animal, but I suppose, animal. Pierre, you are an animal that can live both in water and on land.
Sometimes people say, are you an animal? Are you plant? Are you a solid, gas, or liquid? Obviously.
Yep. Flora or fauna?
I am all of this. I am omnipotent, many may say.
And the point is you're sentient.
Right? A sentient bath fat. We are sinking also. We are stinking and sinking. This is what we say at l'Institut Tifufu. I cannot remember the question.
Sybaritic refers to A, an inflammation of the tendons, B, a fondness for luxurious self-indulgence, or C, an animal that can live both in water and on land. Have you ever had inflamed tendons, Trish, as a result of all the running back and forth because of the rash?
Good God, yes. All the time. But I run through it. I think that's the best way to handle it, is to not rest, but to keep running so your body doesn't catch up and realise that it is damaged and or tired. I think that's the best way to go.
Is that physio approved?
I've never seen a physio. I don't believe in them. I think they're a myth. You know, I don't have time for this hashtag wellness that everyone's going on about. Yep. You know, your green smoothies, your iron tablets. I've got my netball.
Keeps you well, Trish.
I've never been better. I sleep 3 hours a night and I'm good.
I think cyberitic is like arthritic is inflammation, but no. It's a red herring, no? Red herring.
I was going to say B.
Would you like to lock in B?
Lock in B.
Question 8. What star sign are you if your birthday is this week? This week being September 11, 2021. What star sign are you if you're born around September 11th?
Oh, I'm shocking at this. I'm a Cancer and I'm in July the 7th.
Do you know what cancer, what that means as a Cancer?
No, not really. Water sign. I know it's a water sign. And the little symbol's a crab. Here comes my water friend.
Is it water? No, is it you? Oui, oui. Cancer is supposed to be a very passionate, very kind, and also sometimes very gassy.
So, do the star signs determine one's gassiness? I didn't know that.
Oui, of course, no? The moon is increasing the water, the tides go by the moon, the lunar cycle is the tides.
So are you saying, Pierre, that because I was born in July, I have a lot of fart?
Oui, of course. You know this yourself, huh? You can be honest with the team, with the listener. Huh? You are a very, very gassy lady.
Trish, do you have any superstitions when you hit the court? Do you take any? Do you get involved in star signs or any routines you do before?
Look, some of the girls do. I can't have a bar of it, to be honest. I'm like, you're yipping and you're yapping on the side of court when we could be doing drills. You know, I don't have it. My only superstition is, you know, don't play without wearing your scungies. That's important. You got to wear those. And
scungies.
They're like undies, but they're rubber and they make no sense. And you wear them under your netball skirt. And and also, the bigger the scrunchie, the bigger the game.
I have had a few run-ins with scungies. No, it's like a prison for us. No, it's impossible. We cannot get through this Alcatraz situation. We are forced to back up the passage sometimes, bloating one from the outside in.
Yep, and then you get over to the other side and you can't get out there either.
We cannot, it's impossible. And then eventually you will remove this kanji and yes, we will be angry and we will be pungent. It's true.
I'm so sorry, Pierre. I didn't realise.
What is the reason for wearing a different kind of undie when you're on the netball court?
Modesty, speed, agility, confidence. Body confidence. That's
jotting all these
one.
Down.
Yeah, write them. Right. Luck. God, luck's a big one. And also just feeling part of something, you know? You put your jersey on, you put your bib on, and you put your scungies on, and you think, I've got a community. What was the question?
I don't know. Question 8 was, what star sign are you if your birthday is this week?
Oh, I'm going to say Sagittarius.
Can I say not that, because I do have a friend whose birthday it is this week and I know their star sign.
Oh, well, what is it?
I think it's Virgo.
Oui, Virgo.
Don't lock in Virgo.
Yeah, lock it in.
Lock in Virgo. Question 9. 2Score equals what number? 2Score equals what number? Taken from the famous Abraham Lincoln speech, I guess.
Is it 200? I only know this from the movie Kindergarten Cop.
Right.
Where the kids do the, you know, they recite the thing, they dress up as little Lincolns and 4Score and something years ago. But that's 4Score, not 2Score.
Is it not 4 and 2Score?
I thought it was 4Score and 7 years ago, but
4Score and 7.
But also it would change every year, wouldn't it?
Was America settled for 400 years or 40 years when Abraham Lincoln says his words for score?
Not quite 100, because it was 1777 that they became a country, and he was in like the 1860s, which would make four score and seven, if that's what it is, Trish, because you, of course, studied American history at school. Trish?
Oh, that's me. Yep, sorry. So I was just thinking about scores, and I was like, I wish I was on the court. Oh, God, I wish. Sorry, you said two score. I'm back there. I'm centre. I'm capping knees. What? Is it 40? I'm just doing a guess now. God, I wish a score was 40 points. Would have won a few more games. Is it 40?
If one score is 20, no?
That would make a score 20, yeah.
I reckon one score is 20. Two score is 40. Four score is 80. What does he say? Four score and 7 years ago?
Which would mean that that he said that in something like 1864.
Yes.
Which would be about the time of the Civil War?
Yes.
So if that's four score, then two score must be...
40.
Yeah. All right. Two score means 40. We're going to get zero for this quiz, aren't we? And can I just say, I was nervous about this being like a bit of an intellectual kind of highbrow. We've done pussy farts and like everything.
I am pretty sure that even if the average of everybody else was sophisticated and highbrow, I have really brought the average down. You are so very welcome.
Question 10. The evergreen shrub, heath, is also known by what name starting with E? Are you anything of a botanist, Kirsten?
No, I've been given an indoor plant every year for Mother's Day and they've died every year.
Wow. Well, if they don't die, you wouldn't get a new one, so...
I can't even think of a plant that starts with E. I don't know, you guys, come on.
I'm shocked that there's a plant with a human name, Heath.
That was what threw me off.
Maybe it's a human name starting with E. Eliza.
Evan.
Etienne. No.
Let's just list every name that starts with E.
Eric.
Elliot.
Esteban.
Emma.
Possibly it is ending in a word that people say about a plant, like a elmwood or a ringwood.
Does ringwood have a silent E, does it?
Ringwood. Ringwood. Our language is very famous for the vowel sound, no?
Elk? Elk.
Do you want to put elk?
Elk, yeah.
Lucky elk. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Fucking terribly.
Let's find out. Now, question one. How many domestic aircraft were hijacked in the 9/11 terrorist attacks? You said four, and it is indeed four. Question number two. Pruritus affects which organ of the human body? You said skin, and you were correct.
He's due.
Well done, Trish.
Yes. Go, you rashy babies.
Question number three. By population, what is the second largest city in the Netherlands? You said Rotterdam, and it's Rotterdam.
Good.
Three from three off the top. Question number four. Forming part of the word mellifluous, the Latin word mel translates to what in English? You said music, but it's honey.
And mellifluous means sweet.
Yes, of course, sweet. Question number five. Which Super Netball team won the 2021 premierships? You avoided Mighty Boys, Little Frankfurters, Singing Ducks, and the Mighty Mighty Fuckheads to lock in the Swifts, and you were correct.
Go the Swifts. Come boys.
Question six. Haflinger, Percheron, and Arabian are all breeds of horse, as you said. Question number seven. Sybaritic refers to either an inflammation of the tendons, a fondness for the luxurious self-indulgence, or an animal that can live both in water and on land. And you were correct in saying a fondness for luxurious self-indulgence, bringing you to 6 out of 10 so far. Question number eight was, what star sign are you if your birthday is this week, in the second week of September? You said Virgo, and it's Virgo.
Oh, my goodness.
Question number nine, 2 score equals what number? Your maths are right, it's 40. Oh!
Sacre bleu!
Go team, come on!
The evergreen shrub heath is also named by what name starting with E? You said elk, but unfortunately it's Erica.
Erica!
Oh.
Giving you 8 out of 10.
Given the tone of most of that conversation, to get a score that high is shocking. Well done.
Bloody beautiful effort by everyone involved, I'd say.
Absolutely.
The passion.
C'est magnifique, non? Incroyable.
Thank you very much, Pierre Jambon, for being here today, popping up from the water in the bath there.
Oui, oui, my pleasure. Is I love the knowledge, intelligence, and the beauty of the people here today is makes me want to be a better father, no?
Inspiration to us all.
What are some of the top three farts that you've been involved in? Who are they? Who are they from?
Sometimes people think is very, very critical of the larger buttock. They think, oh, this is a big fat buttock. But sometimes a teeny tiny buttock and it's a tight little sphincter can provide a very, very enjoyable kind of tight. Exit. It makes you feel like you have to work for your money and squeeze yourself out. And then you shoot up through the water like this. And then it's good. Sometimes you do suffer the burns because you did not use the air in the proper way. Number one is still to come, no?
Still to come. Maybe a comedian, perhaps.
Ah, mais oui, hein? Much of this hot air come out of their mouth, but sometimes maybe we will see it come out of their nose. So there's a few that I would like to see. So I
any
think...
Any comedians in particular? Perhaps on the north side of Sydney?
Oh, I see. Oh, this one... This one, Nikki Britton, with all her, I have an opinion, no? And, oh my God, I can't get you a friend. Oh no, I'm single again, no? Oh, it's a long lockdown, I have not touched a human being in 3 months. And maybe not talk to enough people. And she says, oh no, now I am losing my mind. Oh, please. I am sick of this one that I... that I spend too much time with. No. I joke. Nikki Britton could not... Oh, she... No, she Nick, I am so passionate about this one. Nikki Britton could not own a property that had enough square meterage for a bath. Please.
Well, thank you, Pierre, for being here. And Trish, thank you as well very much indeed for being here.
Absolute pleasure to be here and to play with all you stunning teammates.
And I'm sure you'd be excited after the lockdown ends to get back to your team, the medium-sized Kings. Where do you play on the team?
You look at me and you tell me I'm not a centre. I've got centre energy. Yep.
Big centre energy.
Big centre energy. I'll never play wing defence. You cannot make me.
Who is in wing defence?
A coward.
What? And what's their name?
Their name is Frankie McNair and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to play the game, but they're out there and they're giving it their all and they're fumbling and they've got long arms and they keep stepping. But we'd love to have anyone on the team. If any of you would like to join, please reach out.
Thank you, Trish, for being here. And pass on our thanks to the coward Frankie McNair as well.
I'll maybe let him know.
And Kirsten, congratulations on 8 out of 10. Given the show today, that is remarkable.
It really is. Big thanks to the Brains Trust. Great work, guys. Couldn't have done it without you.
Your book is available...
online, Booktopia, Amazon, all of those places.
All of those places. And, of course, you can watch Question Everything on the ABC Wednesdays at 8:30. Thank you so much for being here. That is Wax Quizzical. We will see you next week. Goodbye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.